Santa Barbara, and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is Bruce Salen, and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I think we have a very special show today with a special guest and a pretty darn provocative topic based on my column this week. It's called The State of Gender Affairs. You can find it online at my website at brucesalen.com. Of course, it always appears first on Tuesdays and on page two of the Santa Barbara News Press front section. I like to think of this column as actually more of an essay because I actually did some research and I was inspired by a Pew Center study about the state of gender relations and how it's changed over the decades. And so that will be the topic, which I will get to in a little more depth later. And our first two guests, both Wayne Levine for The Men's Room and Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, we will deal with it within the context of their segments. And then I have a special guest today, Lauren Kessler, who will be joining us and talking about her new book that has just come out called My Teenage Werewolf. Should you want to call in, you are welcome. If you're local, please call 805-564-1290 or toll free 866-564-1290. But we are very technological here, so I actually prefer and love emails at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in stop. You can follow me on Twitter, @BruceSalen. And you can tweet me. It's me over here that you're hearing. So don't worry, Richard, because we got some background noise here that I need to turn off. So hang on, everybody, while I take care of this. I will share with you what we were hearing in the background that was distracting us. I wrote a column recently, and I brought up some old videos and the difference in how we look and deal with media. And one of the video that was playing very subtly in the background that was making my producer crazy was that of Walter Cronkite announcing JFK's death back in 1963. Because the shared experience of media no longer exists. And that's kind of the subject of a future show and a future column, because when I grew up, we watched certain things together. And what we were listening to that was muffling in the background and making my producer absolutely crazy searching around for that noise was, in fact, the YouTube video of Walter Cronkite announcing JFK's death. And if you recall, that was a journalistic moment in history because for the first time, Uncle Walt or Mr. Cronkite or the man that we all look to for our news broke down in tears on air. And that was a first. Journalism, of course, has taken a descent into opinionism. It's no longer journalism, but that is another subject. Let's get back to what I was telling you, which is you can follow me at Bruce Salen on Twitter, and you can tweet me right now, and I will get it right now, and I will respond right now because I am technologically amazing. I also hope you will join the Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We have now going on 2,600 likes, as they call them on Facebook, from literally all over the world. Last week's show, if you recall, I talked about my friends that I met through Facebook, the Africa Zebras, the girls that have a school in Ghana, Agana Swedru, Ghana. And yesterday I heard from Frank Benin, who is their minister and the father of several of the kids, and we chatted, and it was just, to me, again, so remarkable, the power of the web, as he shared with me how the kids have been just lapping up the books and the various toys and other things we sent them. And if you'd like to know more about that, please go to my website, brucesalen.com. I will be making an affiliation with a charity and giving information on that once it's set up so that we can raise some money to send them a couple laptops. This show is partly sponsored by a couple sponsors, but we still have some spaces for sponsorships. If you are an insurance company or a law firm and you'd like to join our sponsor team, you can and you are welcome to. We have two segments that we would have. One would be family insurance matters. The other would be family legal matters. If you feel your company or firm would fit with our show's demographic of families and their needs, we'd love to hear from you. You must have someone that can speak moderately intelligibly, unlike me half the time, if they're going to appear on the show, or you can just be a sponsor and have the ads. I have updated you on my friends in Ghana. I'm also looking for a college intern to help out with the running of the show, learning about radio, helping me prepare, and of course to take in my laundry. So, as I said, today's topic is based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, The State of Gender Affairs. Let me hit some bullet points. It's a long column, and I won't bore you with reading it, although I do think it's important. I suppose it goes without saying there have been significant changes in the way men and women relate since the 50s, and that is part of what this column and the Pew Center study talks about. For the first time in human history, I mean, and certainly American history, the entering class of college freshmen is majority female. Never has this happened in any form of higher education. I think it's going on 3, 4, 5 years that the entering class has been more female than male. Just think about it. It's now approximately 55% female to 45% men. So everything about college life has changed. It always had historically been quite the reverse. So the women were in great demand, and now the men are in great demand. That has to have an effect. Boys are being left behind in elementary school education in many, many ways, and this is changing, again, how our genders relate, which is the subject of this week's show. I want to put out for you something that I experienced. When I grew up and when I went to elementary school, the principal, the vice principal, and just about every teacher I had was a man. When is the last time you saw male teachers at your elementary school, let alone male administrators, other than possibly the PE coach? I'm not saying that we don't welcome and shouldn't welcome women into the workplace, but the balance in some areas has gone cockeyed. And that is really what this Pew Center study reveals, that the changes in women being in the workplace have severely impacted family life and marriage. The institution of marriage has been irrevocably changed. Women don't need men like they historically used to. Now, I think that's great. I don't think women should be dependent on men. But the reason to get married is no longer that important. If a woman can support herself financially, if she can have a baby on her own, what does she need a man for? So a lot of women have, in fact, made that choice. And it is having an effect on our society. I may be of a generation that is just instinctually saying it's not a good effect, but we don't know. Time will really tell. I was discussing it with my son, who, actually both my boys, who drove up with me today to do this live show. Today is Thursday, by the way, and we are live, and it's a little after 11 a.m., and he doesn't even understand what I'm talking about because he's grown up with women as teachers, with girls being empowered to do anything and everything. So I really hope that it is not a negative thing, but I worry about it. I just worry about it because men and women are built differently. You may not learn that in women's studies at college, but other than their biology and our various body parts, there are actually inherent differences. One of the men I really respect, Dennis Prager, actually talked recently about the fact that why have women, young girls, gotten to the point of dressing so trashily and looking like tramps when their mothers were products of the feminist movement. And he says because it's about the only way they can distinguish themselves as girls, by showing off their bodies. It's a fascinating theory. I'm not sure it's correct. But you can change laws and you can change admissions policies all you want, but you can't change the basic nature of what makes a man and a woman a woman. Boys and men are very confused by the change in roles. So are many women. Stay-at-home dads suffer discrimination because of this. I suffered really weird sorts of discrimination, very simply. The women always asked me what I did all day when I was a stay-at-home dad, and the dads always asked me when I was going back to work. We are out of time. I do need to tell you the music that we ran last week, but you'll have to wait. We are out of time for our first segment, that is, as Richard, my producer, is motioning frantically but quietly in the background. If you're interested, please call at 866-564-1290 or email at bruce@bruceallen.com or tweet at Bruce Allen. Next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is The Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.
Bruce Allen, a dad's point of view. Bruce Allen, father of two. Bruce Allen, he knows what to do. Bruce Allen, a dad's point of view.